Big Joe, 1025, 1063, the game here on this Tuesday, live at Bridgestone Arena. Daytona 500 coming up this weekend. The NASCAR season officially gets underway, and you can hear the Daytona 500 on 93.3 Classic Hits starting at 12:30 on Sunday. So be sure to listen to that. And to talk more about that and a little NASCAR racing, the season getting underway, Matt Greachy is on the line with us. He's the Senior Vice President and General Manager of the Nashville Super Speedway. Matt, I can't believe it. A new season is here. How you doing?
Doing well. Good morning, Jason, Big Joe. Thanks a lot for having me. Yeah, it seems like it was just yesterday that we were here in Nashville celebrating the NASCAR champions for the banquet. But, yeah, we're ready for the NASCAR season 2024 to kick off.
And it's hard to believe that, you know, in just a few months, June 28th through the 30th, we'll be back out at the Nashville Super Speedway for Ally 400 weekend. It's going to sneak up on us, but I know you're excited to see some racing from Daytona.
Absolutely. We're looking forward to our June weekend with the forthcoming of the NASCAR coming back to Middle Tennessee, but we're ready to launch it this weekend at Daytona and looking forward to crowning a new Daytona 500 champion on Sunday.
Tickets are on sale at NashvilleSuperspeedway.com, correct? That's where people need to go to get their tickets for the Ally 400?
NashvilleSuperspeedway.com. Tickets, camping, premium options, a great fun-filled, entertaining weekend. Everything's on sale. Come visit us, NashvilleSuperspeedway.com, or you can give us a call at 1-866-RACETIX.
Now, I know that, you know, you all will have more announcements and things as we get closer to race weekend, but is there any little tidbits that you can give us about what to expect coming up for, hard to believe, the fourth Ally 400 weekend?
Forthcoming. We sold out the Ally 400 last year, and we're trending that way again this year. It'll be an entertaining, fun-filled weekend for the fans to come on out. Fan Zone will be open to anybody to come to. We'll have Tim Duggar performing, and as you said, our plans are still evolving. We'll have a lot more announcements to come over the next couple of months. But get your tickets now so you lock in your best seats and your best pricing.
Yeah, now you mentioned Tim Duggar. That's Joe's neighbor.
And that's right.
Tim is a friend of the show, really good guy. So I know it's going to be fun having him around because he always puts on a good show.
He puts on a good show. He's got such a great following with the NASCAR community and the NASCAR drivers. And we're always excited to have him on the stage. But he always brings some NASCAR drivers out with him, too. So it's going to be fun-filled on that Sunday, June 30th.
Now, do you have Matt Greachy is with us from the Nashville Super Speedway. Do you have a pick this weekend for the 500? It's always a tough one to decide who's going to win.
It's a little bit of a crapshoot with Daytona and just the way that the package is with that. You know, Denny Hamlin is usually tough on these types of racetracks, and he'd be a tough one to probably beat. I think Kyle Busch is still trying to get that first Daytona 500, and I think it's going to be a really exciting race. You know, the momentum is there with the new Netflix series coming out on NASCAR Full Speed. I think there's going to be a lot of momentum. Just looking for an exciting race.
You read my mind. That's where I was going to go next. I just finished it over the weekend. I thought it was very well done, the five-part series kind of following the championship drivers. It's just yet another way to promote an ever-growing sport that sees a fan base that I feel like gets bigger and bigger each year.
Yeah, the media partners do such a great job with NASCAR and the race broadcast, but for Netflix and the NASCAR full season docuseries to come on and see a little bit behind the scenes, a pull behind the curtain, things that you don't see from a traditional broadcast of a race, it's great to see. You see some personalities, and as we're trying to build it and grow on the momentum, it's good to see.
How cool is it going to be to see Josh Berry, who we've seen out at the Nashville Super Speedway the last few years in the Xfinity Series, but now he moves full-time to the Cup Series, taking over for Kevin Harvick, driving that number four for SHR, local guy from Hendersonville. And a lot of people really like the combination with veteran crew chief Rodney Childers and think he's going to do some pretty good things in his rookie year.
I would agree. You know, him taking over that four car for Kevin Harvick and him being a local resident here, I think we're all rooting for him. He's come up in more of a traditional sense of racing the grassroots and grinding and wrenching on his own cars. And to see that, it's a little bit throwback for that to take place. So I think we're all being local residents here rooting for Josh Berry.
Well, Matt, I'm excited about this weekend, but I'm even more excited about late June, the 28th through the 30th, being back out at the Nashville Super Speedway. Again, NashvilleSuperspeedway.com, 866-RACE-TICKS to get your tickets, your camping, all those things now. And I know we will chat with you many times before then, but it's good to catch up, my friend, and enjoy the racing this weekend.
Always good to hear from you guys. Thank you for the support. And, yeah, can't wait to see everybody at the end of June, June 28th through the 30th.
Absolutely. Matt, have a great day. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Matt Grigio joining us here on the program, Senior Vice President and General Manager out at the Nashville Super Speedway as NASCAR racing officially gets underway this weekend with the Daytona 500. I'm excited.
Will be the fourth year since NASCAR's return.
Yeah.
I can't believe that track sat dormant for so long.
And now it's
sold out.
One of the hottest tickets in
the
sport.
Awesome.
Well, and I think it's cool, too, to see NASCAR realizing that, you know, there's been these talks of, well, we need to build this and build that. And it's like, you know, we have these tracks that are sitting there doing nothing. And they're finally taking a cup race to Iowa, which is a short track.
Field of dreams.
Out in the middle of nowhere. It's in the middle of a cornfield. Rusty Wallace helped design it. But they're going there this year, and I'm excited about that.
Do you get nervous when, weren't you on stage announcing the drivers?
I'm to the side of the stage, yeah.
Yeah, but still, I mean, there's 50,000 people watching you. Do you get
nervous
doing that?
I was really nervous. I was really nervous my first year, first time
I'm
doing
sure.
it. And, you know, people, like, I actually, so I talked to, like, Paul McCann and different people that have done PA announcing, and they're like, don't blow your voice out. You know, trying to get too into it. Because, you know, I didn't want to be like, and now number 9, Chase Elliott. You know, I wanted to.
Wait, Paul McCann told you not to blow it. Paul McCann's got he's a wonderful PA. How's he not blowing his voice out?
But, and that's the advice that everybody gets. Like, hey, don't get too excited too fast. You know, go for it. But, like, you got to conserve.
Did you go over every name in your head? I'd be a nervous wreck.
Well, and what's funny is, like, I know NASCAR. So, like, the Cup Series, I could tell you the drivers with my, you know.
But I think that'd be a downfall.
Because you're too confident.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yes. And, like, with the Truck Series and some of the Xfinity guys that I wasn't as familiar with, I really had to study that. And, but it's just a natural thing. And with the Cup Series especially, I knew I could play off the crowd and, like, who they're going to cheer for and who they're going to boo. So, like, Kyle Busch, for instance. And
you love him and you hate him.
And what's interesting is, like, last year he got more cheers because he had left Gibbs and was with Childress.
Okay.
But, like, the first year, you know, I would do, like, Ann Hailing from Las Vegas, Nevada. And you'd start hearing the roar come across, like, driver of the number 18, Eminem's, you know.
Did the feedback affect you?
No, not really.
It's like, hello, hello.
No, I tuned that out.
Or do you have headphones on?
Nope, no headphones.
Look at you, boss man.
Yeah, no. So
nice.
That was it's fun. Like, and it's like this year or last year, I got to be the last 2 years for the Cup Series. They had the stage on pit road, so I would just hang around pit road, and you know, then go do my thing. Like this year, I'm standing there, and I just get like a shoulder bump and turn around. It's Taylor Lewan. And, you know, so they're all walking through. You never know who you're going to see. That's when I did the Bargatze thing.
Okay.
Carl Edwards. And
look at you, man.
So it's cool. So I definitely enjoy doing it.
So you had to do the announcement and then get in a car and go back up because you had to go into the tunnel and go up.
Yeah, but the good thing is Joe Williams, who's done this a very, very long time, he's up in the booth. So I do the driver intros, and then it's like, okay, I don't have to, like, rush to get back up to the booth. That's when they're like, all right, go get something to eat and chill. My voice is gone at that point. You know, it's just like it's hot. I just need a break. And so I take my time and then get back up and do, you know, the rest of the race. And then he'll go down and do victory lane.
Oh, okay.
So well,
that's good then. Proud of you, man. That's a big 50,000 people watching you do that stuff. Pass.
Yeah, it's fun. It's like I was pulling some audio trying to find something for a legal ID, and I heard myself doing it. And now for the most famous words in motorsports.
Like, who is that guy?
Like, who is that? That guy has a great voice. So,
how much inspiration did you get, Chase, from the wrestling world along with the NASCAR broadcasting?
There's a lot of wrestling. You know, I'll definitely, especially with the guys I know that are going to get booed, I try and, like, use. And I introduced, I think the first year –
or the second year when I introduced Kyle Larson, I used some Paul Heyman. I was like, he is the reigning and defending champion of the Ally 400 and the NASCAR Cup Series. So I did that. So, yeah, there's definitely a little influence from wrestling. There's no doubt there. Coming up next, we'll get thoughts on the Super Bowl and much more with the Titans. Brian Callahan going to have a press conference tomorrow. We'll talk to Jonathan Hutton from OutKick. We'll do that next. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.